What are you going to be, a lion or a sheep? This is Brian Kane with the Brian Kane Mental Performance Mastery Podcast. And deep in the woods of South Africa, one of my favorite places on the planet, a lion gave birth to a lion cub. And when the lion cub was born, unfortunately, the mother wasn't able to make it. And there was a farmer out for a walk that day. And as he came up on this lion and this lion cub, the farmer decided that there was only one option. This lion cub, still with a crust in its eyes from being born, was not going to survive on its own without its mother. It would for sure be eaten by the hyenas within hours. So the farmer brought the lion back to its property, the lion cub, and put the lion cub, because he had nowhere else to put it, into a pen with sheep. And the sheep, being great teammates, looked after this little lion cub. When it got cold at night, they would cuddle it and keep it warm. When they would eat, they would bring food over for the lion to eat. And the lion cub essentially grew up just like a sheep. And then one day, years later, after this lion cub had grown full into a lion, a visiting lion crept down the hill, looking into the pen of sheep as a breeding ground for food. And as it hiked down the hill and entered the pen, the sheep, nervous, they scattered and they ran and they hid behind the lion that they had been raising. Look, that sheep knew what they were getting into. They knew this lion might someday protect them the way that they protected him. And this lion who had intruded into the pen knew it was about to fight. So it crept over towards the lion who was protecting the sheep, got on its hind legs, and roared. And the lion with the sheep behind him looked at the lion who's now up on its hind legs, fangs showing, ready to strap it on and get after it. Looked at the lion who is now posturing and said, "Bah! Bah!" Because it was raised by sheep, it was acting like a sheep. So this lion who had broken into the pen looking for a meal, brain scramble, all of a sudden pattern interrupt, was like, "Wait a minute, time out here. I'm coming in here to fight you to get those sheep, and you think you're a damn sheep? Come here." And the lion went over, bit down on the lion cub that had been raised by the sheep on the back of its neck, and brought it over to a trough and put it there. And in lion speak said, "Look, man, you're not a sheep. You're a damn lion. Quit acting like a sheep. Now, out of respect, I'm not going to take any of your sheep, but I'm taking you with me. We're bringing you back, and you're going to be a lion." And they walked off together out of the pen. Two lions. My question for you is this. Are you acting like a sheep, or are you acting like a lion? Are you acting like a sheep, nervous, scared? Or are you acting like the lion, looking to hunt? Like the lion, looking to provide? Like the lion, looking to attack what gets put in front of it? You see, in the jungle, the giraffe is the tallest, the cheetah is the fastest, and the elephant is the strongest. But why is the lion the king of the jungle? The lion is the king of the jungle because it's the most ferocious, because it hunts, because it attacks. And when it hunts in a pride, hunts with teammates, 10x more successful in achieving what it's getting after. So how are you living? Are you a lion surrounded by sheep? And that people who have been pulling you back, telling you you can't have greatness, telling you you can't succeed for whatever reason? And are you a lion acting like a sheep? Or are you going to be the lion that's going to see the lion who's been raised by sheep and help it get back to being a lion? See, that's what I want to do. I want to help you through this podcast, through my 30 Days to Mental Performance Mastery for Athletes program, through my Mental Performance Mastery Coaching Certification course. I want to help you unleash the lion inside of you. so that you can serve others, so that you can compete at the highest level, so that you can hunt greatness with whatever greatness is for you. Don't let someone else define greatness for you. You define greatness for yourself. Don't let anyone else put boundaries on what you're capable of. Break through those boundaries and become the king of the jungle, your jungle, so you can serve others to the best of your ability. Be a lion so you can help take those lions that have become sheep and bring them back to being lions. Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Mental Performance Podcast on the Ironclad Content Network. If you liked the show, be sure to leave us a rating and a review, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Brian Kane Peak. I'll see you next time.